Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, Mary?
I can, yes.
Okay, hi, how are you today? This is Jane.
I'm fine. You're the website person.
Yes,
right?
absolutely.
This is amazing. This is amazing because in most cases you can't get anyone to talk to you.
Oh, no. Here it's like you will get full assistance. You will, firstly you will understand your requirements, and as per your requirements, we'll set you up with a package. This is how it works. I'm connected with you on the chat as well.
I'm sorry, say again?
I am connected with you on the chat as well. Did you receive a message?
I just did, yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I have your details here that you want to have a website to promote your marriage official business.
Officiant.
Correct?
Officiant
like business.
That means I am registered to marry people.
Okay, all right. Which means that, your website will have payment integration as well. Because people will put them... Go ahead.
Okay, let me explain to you what I want to do, and then you can tell me how we do it.
Okay.
What I want for this website is, this is just the starter, and the business has not reached the public yet. So I want to let people know exactly what services I offer.
Okay.
And at this point, why don't you tell me? So here's what the business offers. First of all, you will marry the person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you meet with them first and you decide what they want. They choose their own wedding vows and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And also they choose the venue.
Okay.
So my motto at the top was your wedding your way.
Okay. Your wedding your way.
Now,
okay.
Your wedding, your way. Now, the thing is, I also do things like anniversary ceremonies, and welcoming new people into your home, like little babies into your home ceremony, all of those things as well.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, we can say that, just you're just starting the business right now. And what you want
right?
is you want to have... all the information on your website, So
that's right, yes.
Yes. So now, what we can do is, when it comes to informal website, we mainly work on three pages like home page, about us, and the contact us. Now, here you can have all the information, okay? On the about us page, you can have the information regarding your business, and then you can also offer services if you want to, but right now I believe you don't want to have any payments on your website. Is that correct?
No, because it's going to depend on what they want.
Okay. So which means that you will just be... Yeah, so which means...
It will be, contact me to, more information or to plan, consultation. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Meet. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what we can do
is meet with me for meet with me to learn more about this service.
Okay. Now, what we can do is, we can set you up with 5 pages and all, and we can give all the information regarding the wedding, wedding bells, and everything will be on the page, on those pages. Okay. Which means
right.
that what people can do is if they want to contact you, like they can have a contact form on your website. They can put their name and their email and their number, and you can receive a form. You can receive their information on your website. So if you...
Yes,
the only
thing I don't want to put on the website is my phone number.
Okay. You will not be putting your phone number on the website. Instead, just for the information... They can put their information. They will be putting the number,
yes.
name, and their email. Okay? So
right.
if you want to contact them, you can contact them always. But, since you don't want your phone number on the website, they cannot contact you. Okay?
No, I would put my email on the website?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you will receive emails,
okay.
Just the emails. And your name and
yes.
Everything will be mentioned. Every whatever you offer, whatever information they need, they will get all the information on your website. This is what we call informative
right.
website. Okay?
Right.
Now, okay. Now, I want to know if you have... like you just mentioned that it's my wedding, my way, correct? So you, would you,
right.
Would you, like, have you already, are you already having a domain name or you are planning to have
I
one?
Do. I do have a domain name. But it was when I was trying to set up a website with other people. The domain name that I actually want is United in Love, L-U-V, either .com or .ca.
You want to have one or you already have one?
I'm not sure. I think I have one, but I'm not sure.
Can you type the name again for me, please?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me see.
All right. Okay.
United in Love, L-U-V, is my company name.
Okay. This is your company name. So you already have this one with you?
Well, the name I want for my company is United in Love, L-U-V.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to find out if I have one of those domains.
Okay, let me check.
I've been working on this, and so I'm a little bit confused, so I can't answer every question you ask me. Okay.
No problem.
By the way, I'm 80 years old.
Oh, okay. No worries. I'm going to help you out with each and everything. I'll take it slow.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's start with the first domain name that you have given me. It's UnitedInLUV.com.
Right.
So, this name here, this is available.
Okay, that
but
would be perfect.
It's, let me show you, United. Okay, the exact thing is not available, but we have the alternate to this one. I'll give you the name on the chat.
Okay.
I want you to see this one. This is available right here.
United in Love.
Unite in Love.
Like
UniteInLove.com is available. Not UnitedInLove.com. Yes.
Unite in Love. Okay, and what else is available?
Okay, I'll tell you about the second one. 1 second. Okay, the second name, just confirming it to you. 1 second.
Yep.
So this one is available again. This one is available. Yes. The second one is available. The same
way.
It is two United.
Two.
Yeah, but the spelling, did you see the spelling? It's like I.
Oh. That's an error.
1 second, let me see. Okay.
So it's two United. It's always United. UNITED in
okay.
Love.
Okay. All right. Now, I'll give you the name on the chat. Now, this is available right here.
UnitedInLove.ca. That's perfect.
Okay. And the third one, I'll tell you 1 second. All right. So the third one is also available.
Okay, well, let's go with that one, United in Love, because that's the name of my company, unitedinlove.ca.
Okay, unitedinlove.ca. You want to go with this
and
one?
And it's always L-U-V.
Yes, L-U-V. I have given you the name on chat, just you can confirm it. Three of them are available, so now you want to go with the third one, correct?
Yes, because no, is the dot com one, is that available? UnitedInLove.com.
It is available. Yes.
Okay. Now here's a question for you. I live in Canada, so which would be better for me, UnitedInLove.com or UnitedInLove.ca?
For you, it will be the better one. Would be CA, UnitedInLove.ca.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Let's go with that.
Yes. Yes. You can go with this one. Now, I would want to show you some of the websites. I would want to show you the work that we have been doing in past. So you can look at the website that I just sent to you. Just
Where do I look? Okay, I just click on it here?
Yes, marriedyou.com.
Okay. Rosie, no girl, be good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Okay, okay. Now, here is my question.
Okay.
I got lots of questions. So, on the page where I introduce the company and myself, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's two ways we can go, obviously, with the home page. We can have like a wedding type picture or flowers or ring, or we can have my own picture.
Okay. All right. We can do that. Yes.
So which one would you suggest?
I would suggest you to have your own picture. Why not?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can show you the picture.
Sure.
How do I do that? I have to ask myself how I do that because I don't want to lose you. That's my thing.
No, don't worry about
picture,
it.
I did home page. I put it on the desktop, didn't I? Now, how can I bring up a picture?
Mm-hmm.
How can I bring it up for you to see it? That's the question.
You can drag and drop the picture in the chat box. Or if you want, you can email me as well. I can send you my email, and you can email me.
Okay, well, let's try putting it in the chat box first.
Sure. Or here's
my
email.
How do I get back there? That's the question.
Now, the chat box is like just drag and drop the image.
No, okay. I'm here. Okay, now, so there we go. So now I'm in that one you told me to click on. How do I get back to the chat box?
Are you not on the chat box right now?
Well, I don't know. I have that picture, Financial Independence Starts Here, the one you sent me, the link you sent me.
Okay. Can you email me? That would be best.
Okay. Go into the email. I'd rather put it in that chat box if I could. So let's see how I get
okay.
back there.
Okay.
Okay, that's not it. No, other design agency. Oh, no. Mary Dunn. Okay, maybe there. Oh, I closed it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I closed it. Now, how do I get back to you? Oh, my gosh. Okay. How do I get back to you? And on your, I closed it down. I made a big mistake here.
No problem. Can you go to the website again, and you can just click the chat option. You will be able to reach us.
What is the website? I was trying a lot, but I'm not even sure who I got into. So what is the website?
It's Orbit. I can text you the website if you want. I can text you the website if you want.
Okay.
1 second.
Please do. Please do.
Let me
do
it. Let me do it. 1 second.
Okay.
No worries.
Ah,